Good evening, one and all. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Andrew, and I am joined by...
Hi, I'm Julian.
Julian is in the studio. He is newly back from Germany. Well, not newly back from Germany, but relatively so. I'm excited to have him here and excited to welcome two other guests. In roughly 20 minutes, they will be joining us for this multi-person, multi-guest top 10 songs of all time. That's right. We are continuing and finishing the countdown of the 100 greatest songs of all time here on Andromeda. It's been a long and fruitful journey. We've got to journey through a lot of different kinds of music and a lot of different vibes. What do you think about the countdown so far, Julian?
Well, I'm excited to get to the final few songs and figure out if some of my favorite songs are either the best song of all time or just not in the top 100.
Well, I did already spoil the songs to you, but let's just pretend that you haven't heard them and you can just give your authentic, very authentic reaction to them.
9 songs in, we'll have to figure out, okay, there's one song left. Either Autobahn by Kraftwerk is the best song of all time, or it's not there.
Wow, way to spoil it. Wow, thanks. Might as well just not do this countdown. All right, well, we don't know what number 10 is, though, but we are about to, because it is the song that I'm about to play, the 10th greatest song of all time. Shall we?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, number 10, folks.
Skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking, and last cigarettes are all you can get. Turning your orbit around. Out of, out of, out of is all we have. Everyone is a burning sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine. Skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking. Last cigarettes are all you can get. turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes are all you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes are all you can get, turning your orbit around.
We just heard numbers 10 and 9 in the greatest songs of all time countdown. Number 10 was, of course, Jesus Etc. from Wilco from the Yankee Hotel Foxtrot record. Fun fact, I was just in Chicago and I got to see the beautiful towers that are on the cover of that 2002 album. And then at number 9, was Lo Borges and Milton Nascimento with Um Girassol da Cor do Seu Cabelo, the song that really, really got me into listening to Brazilian music and learning a little bit more of the Portuguese language, as the ninth greatest song of all time off of the Clube da Esquina record from 1972, legendary work of MPB, that is Música Popular do Brasil, or Brasileira, something like that. Anyway, number nine of all time. What do we think, Julian? What do we think of the first two songs?
Well, I think it's wonderful to hear the wide-ranging sounds of Illinois, Brazil.
Mm-hmm. The two places that really matter.
Yep.
Truly, truly.
The two places that have captured all of our hearts.
So true, so true.
I'm excited to hear the remaining eight best songs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we have
that's right. Thank you for suggesting to me. I was not exactly sure what you meant by that, but yes, as of now, and this is very exciting, on the WMFO website, if you go to the menu bar at the top of the website, there is a feature called DJ Chat, and you can enter a chat room where you can chat live with me or any other live DJ that comes on the air. It's a new feature. I just debuted it today, just plugged it into the website like that. So give it a try. Remember to be respectful and keep it freeform. You know, let's not have too much mischief going on in there. And yeah, tell us what you think about the next few songs, starting with number eight, which is a song that has been making waves once again this year, much more so than ever before, especially in America.
It's something we all do here
at
Tufts.
It is something that we all do. Well, we might not run, but we sometimes... We usually walk. I don't know about running. I haven't run up the hill. But yes, that's what the song is. It's running up that hill. Kate Bush, eighth greatest song of all time, only on the Andromeda Countdown on WMFO.
Doesn't hurt me, yeah, yeah. Do you want- Reminisce. I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October. A toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beatings with the girl of drama. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Still he won't down, you would tear out your hide on your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising a chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. Take back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on a wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby. Like that.
I reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live, cause I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect due. When they reminisce over you, listen.
Listen, just listen to the funky song. As I rock on, and that word is born. I'm not playing. Everybody, just cool it. This song is dedicated to the one and only. Never be another, he was my brother. Trouble T. Roy, it's like that, y'all. And it don't stop. Rock and Seal Smooth from 92. And we out.
Pete Rock and CL Smooth coming at you from 1992 with They Reminisce Over You. And yes, that is the seventh greatest song of all time on this here countdown. And it is also, fun fact, the highest ranking hip-hop song of all time. Now, it's an interesting choice. Some may agree, some may disagree. It has been pretty lauded over the years. But I chose it after much deliberation because it's the song that really got me into listening to hip-hop. It was my gateway into the genre. It's just an incredible work of storytelling, and it just begs to be listened to closely and often. And so before that, that was number 7, of course, and then before that was number 8, Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill from the Hounds of Love record. And that song, of course, made waves this summer as it was featured in Stranger Things. But let the record show that I had it on this countdown before the recent season of Stranger Things aired. I had this countdown sitting in my Spotify for several months now, probably since October of last year, although I've been like picking and choosing and replacing things over the months. In fact, I wasn't entirely decided on this top 10 either, which is a little bit alarming, but, you know, just kind of goes to show how difficult it is to assemble a top 10 list. But, yeah, how are you feeling about numbers 8 and 7, Julian?
Well, it's good to hear some wonderful music, and also good to hear that you were ahead of the curve on Kate Bush.
It's true, yeah.
You were paying attention before Stranger Things.
Yeah, very underground, very indie artist.
Before everyone in Gen Z was listening to her.
No one had ever heard of her before, actually. Yeah.
Andrew discovered Kate Bush.
It's so true. Yeah, I put her on. Yeah. I put her on to the label and everything. Yeah. But Julian, I believe, has a PSA for us, which he's going to read.
Yeah, here at WMFO Medford, we have some numbers to think about. And these pertain to Bitcoin energy costs, something you may have heard about before. And here goes. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days.
Wow.
Pairing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. These are some numbers to think about.
Wow, those are some numbers to think about. Yeah, and also Bitcoin is just not a stable investment anymore either, you know, even if you don't care about the environment at all, which I'm sure you all, since you're listening to WMFO Community Radio, you all care about the environment. But even if you didn't, it's not a wise decision. Anyway, let's proceed on with the top six songs of all time, and hopefully our two other guests will be joining us soon. I believe that they will be, but for now, the sixth greatest song of all time, I mean, where do I begin with this one? It's a very, very important song to the Tufts community, being that it is probably the most famous song by a Tufts alum. If she were not a Tufts alum, maybe I would not have put it as highly as it is. But this is a Tufts radio station, and so that is where I had to put it. I had to put it in the top 10 right here at number 6. It's the one and only Class of Arts and Sciences, Class of 1987, album of 1988, Tracy Chapman. It's Fast Car, number 6 of all time, only on the Andromeda Countdown. Let's go.
You get a fast car, I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Don't know why I felt the need to do a station call, just like the middle of the hour. But yes, that was the sixth greatest song of all time here on the Andromeda 100 Greatest Songs of All Time Countdown. Tracy Chapman from her self-titled debut, Fast Car, and the single greatest Tufts alum of all time. I'm going to one-up what I said previously. She's not just the most famous musician, the greatest Tufts alumna or alumnus or anything of all time. And another important Tufts person who has just joined us is
Adam Krasnoff, back on the air for the first time since likely March 2020.
That's and true.
A changed man.
Yeah, once disgraced WMFO DJ.
And exactly.
Middle of the night.
They thought they could keep me out, but yeah. my ID still lets me in.
Yeah, somehow he was able to get in, so I got to get that fixed. But yeah. So I guess we'll just be chugging on, unless you have any burning thoughts about Fast Car.
No, you know, I mean, a Tufts classic had to be, what number was that?
Number six.
Number six? Oh. You know, debatable, but, you know, it had to be on the list somewhere.
I also think it's debatable, but, yeah. You know, if it wasn't a Tufts countdown, maybe, you know, dock it down a little bit. But
yeah, just a little bit, you know.
Yeah, but just a little bit, yeah. All right, well, number five, shall we?
Let's do it.
It's the boss, folks. It is the one and only Bruce Springsteen from the Born to Run album. I did not pick Born to Run. I did not pick the title track because that would be a little bit too predictable, just a little bit. But I instead picked what is probably the most fan favorite song of his discography. Not that it isn't popular, but it is certainly the one that his fans would say is the best of his. It's also from Born to Run, and it is Thunder Road. Needs no introduction. It's the boss. Number five of all time on the Andromeda Countdown.
lambs, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again. I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling. You know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. You can hide with your covers and study your pain. Because your lover's stores isn't around. Waste your summer praying in vain.
Folks, the fifth greatest song of all time, Bruce Springsteen's Thunder Road, the opener from Born to Run. And we have been joined by yet another individual. They just keep coming in.
Coming out of the woodwork.
Coming out of the woodwork. It is...
Kyle Tomlinson.
It is Kyle Tomlinson.
Joining Mr. Fellows today. It's an honor. I'm glad to be here to make the top, what are we at, four now?
Four is coming up very
exciting.
Fast.
Crazy.
I've been following it, so I'm glad to be here for the.
Yes, I've been seeing
the finale.
All the likes and comments and all the stuff. It's been very appreciated. I've just been, you know, by my lonesome
movement
in the studio.
Followed by millions.
So true. Millions. Unseen millions, but millions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're just, you know, messing around here in the studio in a controlled manner. What was I going to say? I was going to say something, but I guess I'll just play number four instead. Yeah, number four of all time. Any guesses as to what it is? Julian, you can't guess because I already told him. I mean, you're going to be wrong, but, you know.
I missed out what was in the rest of the top 10. I feel like, has there been any Hounds of Love in the top 10?
There was, number 8, yeah.
Okay, well, it's not going to be anything there then.
I don't know.
Four more Kate Bush songs.
You got me.
Glamour Profession, number 4. Barrytown, number 3.
Yeah, the different takes, you know.
Exactly.
Wait, what's the Lost Song by Steely Dan? It's like the second arrangement. Yeah, whatever. No, it's not that. It's not that. It is a song from the 70s, though. And it's a long song.
Okay.
And it's a sort of a punk-ish song, in a way. Art rock, a little bit. Getting warmer to it. I think Kyle's getting, he's catching on.
No.
It's a song that Kyle has played before in a concert.
Whoa,
in the
okay.
basement of a house somewhere.
Well, surely now you can name it.
All right, you know
whatever,
what?
This is
pathetic. I'll just play it. This is the fourth greatest song of all time. So embarrassing. Folks, use the new chat function on the website to express your displeasure with Kyle's inability. Yeah, no, I just put it in today. But yeah, more on that later. But this is number 4. It's Television with Marquee Moon, the fourth greatest song of all time. Come
Let's
on.
Go.
Let's go.
Hesitating.
All right, the fourth greatest song of all time, Marquee Moon by Television. We've gotten a little bit of pushback from the community about it. We've also got a little bit of pushback from the community about some other things. Yeah, but
no pushback from me on Marquee Moon.
No, not from you. Really?
Beautiful song.
From unnamed other people. But yes, it is a beautiful song. All right, well, that was number four. Yes, quite an odyssey in 70s rock and punk and post-punk, whatever you want to call it. Marquee Moon. And now, barring any other comments, we will proceed to number three. Now, this is when it gets really, really real. I mean, top three, that's a big deal. That is a big deal. And so this third greatest song of all time is one that is a personal favorite of mine. It speaks to me very personally and very deeply. It's not too instrumentally intricate. It's more of a lyrical song. You know I'm not really selling it there, but, you know, it's a song that has really touched me deeply and guides my life in a lot of ways. So, with that, this is Phil Oakes, When I'm Gone.
There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone, and I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone, and you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't feel the flowing of the time when I'm gone. All the pleasures of love will not be mine when I'm gone. My pen won't pour a lyric line when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't breathe the bracing air when I'm gone, and I can't even worry about my cares when I'm gone. Won't be asked to do my share when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be running from the rain when I'm gone, and I can't even suffer from the pain when I'm gone. Can't say who's to praise and who's to blame when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. Won't see the golden of the sun when I'm gone, and the evenings and the mornings will be one when I'm gone. Can't be singing louder than the guns while I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. All my days won't be dances of delight when I'm gone, and the sands will be shifting from my sight when I'm gone. Can't add my name into the fight while I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be laughing at the lies when I'm gone, and I can't question how or when or why when I'm gone. Can't live proud enough to die when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone, and I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone, and you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it. I guess I'll have to do it. Guess I'll have to do it while I'm here.
number three of all time there. Phil Oakes, When I'm Gone. Personal favorite of mine, and a song that touches me very deeply, as I said before, from the Phil Oakes in Concert live album from 1966. What do we think about numbers four and three, folks? How are we feeling? We want something a little bit more upbeat, maybe, for number two?
Maybe. Two great picks. No complaints on four and three.
Very nice. Kyle, Julian.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to predict, but I don't know. I feel like there might be, well, I don't know.
I'm skeptical of one of these two picks. That's all I said.
Okay, well, barring Adam's skepticism, he's skeptical of number one.
Let me just say.
Number one.
You're excited? Julian's excited. Julian, are you a... I can't spoil it. Sorry, I can't spoil it. I almost said it. I almost said the name of the artist that is number one, which I cannot
come
do.
Come on.
But I can say the name of the artist that is number two of all time. Folks, I got to remind you, it's getting real here. The top two of all time, this is a big deal.
Second.
I mean, it's, you know...
Greatest song.
Second greatest song of all time. This is not the one that you're worried about. That's okay. Number one. But don't be worried, though. It'll all be all right. It's a good song. They're both good songs. But number two is another long song. It's a more upbeat song, as I said before. So that'll be a good thing to have. And it's also from the 60s. And it is I'm at a loss for words right now. I mean, it's just the nerves are getting to me. It's like the second greatest song of all time. What could it be? So I think I'll just do a cold play on this one. It's not Coldplay. It's not Coldplay. I'm going
to
do a cold play. I'm just going
to
hit the play button on this one. This is number two of all time. I'm not going to tell you the artist. I'm not going to tell you the song until I hit play. You may recognize it from the first note, but...
But as a hint, it's not Coldplay.
It's not Coldplay. Yes, don't worry. Although, I mean, either way, you'd find out in just a few seconds. All right, number two of all time. Let's go.
Falling around.